The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. STAT5 protein complex implicated in MS autoimmunity in mice. A fork protein complex, or tetramer, of the protein STAT5 is involved in the development of multiple sclerosis-like autoimmune disease in mice, a new study shows. The findings point to this protein complex and its signaling pathway as a potential treatment in MS and other autoimmune conditions, the scientists noted. The findings point to this protein complex and its signaling pathway as a potential treatment in MS and other autoimmune conditions, scientists noted. The study, Tetramerization of STAT5 Promotes Autoimmune-Mediated Neuroinflammation, was published in PNAS. MS is an autoimmune disorder in which the body's immune system erroneously attacks healthy parts of the nervous system, specifically the fatty myelin sheath that surrounds nerve fibers. The immune system's activity, whether fighting an infection or in an autoimmune disease like MS, is governed by interconnecting networks of signaling molecules that modulate immune cell activity. How these processes go awry to give rise to autoimmune diseases remains poorly understood. The STAT5 protein is a transcription factor, a protein that controls how different genes are read within a cell. This protein has a lot of different roles in cell proliferation and inflammation. Kelly Monahan, a doctoral candidate at West Virginia University and first author of the study, said in a press release. In its active state, STAT5 usually forms a dimer, which is a two-protein complex. But sometimes two dimers can come together to form a four-protein complex called a tetramer, which has distinct biological activity. STAT5 proteins must form dimers to regulate gene expression. The interaction of two dimers results in the formation of tetramers, which regulate an independent set of target genes, Monahan said. To gain insight into the role of the STAT5 tetramer in MS, the researchers induced experimental autoimmune encephalitis, or EAE, an inflammatory neurological disorder that is commonly used to model MS, in mice that had been genetically engineered such that STAT5 could not form tetramers in their cells. The disease also was induced in control mice that could form tetramers. While EAE developed as expected in the control mice, the animals that couldn't form STAT5 tetramers had markedly less severe EAE symptoms. Further investigation revealed broadly that these mice had less inflammation and nervous system damage, despite having undergone an identical protocol to induce EAE. The EAE wasn't completely ablated, but it was significantly reduced in severity, Monahan said. Further experiments revealed that STAT5 tetramer inflammation is induced by a signaling molecule called GM-CSF, a growth factor known to induce the maturation of pro-inflammatory immune cells. When this STAT5 tetramer was formed, it then prompted certain immune cells to make more of another signaling molecule called CCL17. Additional tests showed that CCL17 prompted the activation of a type of immune cell called Th17 cells, which are highly pro-inflammatory cells that have been implicated in the development of MS. This signaling molecule also promoted the infiltration of these immune cells into the meninges, a series of three membranes that surrounds the central nervous system and act as a sort of checkpoint to regulate the migration of cells into the actual brain or spinal cord, Monahan said. The data collectively suggests that CCL17 is the downstream mediator of STAT5 tetramer signaling that promotes the pathogenesis of EAE, the researchers wrote. Monahan said, quote, "I think these findings may also have broader implications to other autoimmune diseases, too, because there may be several other autoimmune diseases that are regulated by STAT5 tetramers and the downstream signaling pathway, which is quite exciting." This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on March 24, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on March 25, 2022. 1 month of MS awareness isn't enough. I'm changing my mind about MS Awareness Month, at least a little, thanks to 31 Days of MS. Whether it's an awareness month or a week, or whether it's for MS or disabilities in general, I've never been a big fan of these types of initiatives. But this year, on every day in March, multiple Sclerosis News Today media platforms have presented 31 Days of MS, which are short essays written either by people with MS or those connected to it. The project has filled March with inspiration. I'm a tough guy to inspire, but it's hard not to be encouraged by people like Tatiana Angelek, who writes, "I laughed a lot when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in March 2019. She added that she can simultaneously be real about the downsides while seeing the light that exists. 31 Days of MS inspires even me. Alexios Toloupas reveals that a few years after he was diagnosed at age 16, he started using his full name, Alexios, rather than Alexei. I knew that guy. What he knew, how he lived, was done," Alexios writes. He considers the name change a rebirth, and getting right to the point, he concludes that life's too short for headache-inducing crap. People have called Lisette Mayers an Iron Man, although Iron Woman may be more appropriate. "This young woman has gone from having a hard time going upstairs and crying in my college dorm room because I couldn't shower or change myself, to running across the finish line at a race years later. While Lisette didn't choose to have MS," she says, "I do have the choice about what I do with it and how I decide to fight it. The options I have are limitless." These are just a handful of the stories in the 31 Days of MS project. Each story is individualized like our disease. These folks have inspired me, and I bet they'll inspire you too. They've certainly raised a lot of positive vibes on the MS News Today Facebook page and our other social media sites. Are we preaching to the choir? Here's the rub, though. I think that for the most part, we are only inspiring ourselves, which is great, but we need to do more. We need to spread this inspiration outside the MS community. But how do we do that? Should we all run out and get an MS tattoo? I think this conundrum is why I've never been a fan of Awareness Months. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.